Right now, it's Nick Wilson versus a bunch of Walmart Ohio State fans who are raging at Ryan Day for not beating Nebraska by 75 points and having the gall to lose to Oregon, who's probably going to be one of the five final teams left in college football. And I need somebody to help me out here. Or, honestly, if Pete has flipped on Ryan Day, I guess it's just time I give up. And we welcome him on, as we do every single Thursday at 4 p.m. The great Pete Vutek joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, I'm tired.
I'm with you. You know, I get it. And here's the thing, and this kind of feeds into the problem where I've said to you before that Ohio State fans are, and they wear this with pride whenever I say it, are really the most miserable fans in sports. oh, poor you. Oh, you're like one of the top three teams in the country, and you're going to play for the national championship this year. But it's not good enough. It's not enough. Because like you said. Now, to their point, if you've got this team, and you know, I've been bullish all year saying this is the best team in college football. Yeah, they should be, you know, playing better. They should be a little sharper at this point. Stinks that the offensive line is banged up. But I still go back to this stat, which I think I've repeated now maybe 4 weeks in a row. Like, as bad as last week was, and at least in terms of the optics, the stat still holds. That defense has only given up more than 17 points twice since the loss to Georgia the end of 2022, and that was to Michigan, and that was to Oregon. That's it. So the team's still playing well, and if you want to go kooky on the other side here, look at the Nebraska fans who are going out of their minds, saying, oh, the offense is stalled. Well, yeah, you just played Ohio State, okay? I mean, like, all fan bases are a little crazy right now, but look, you know, I get it. I get the little angst because you can see it's coming, but look across the college football landscape and find me the team other than – I'm still quite buying to Oregon. Find me the team that's absolutely 1,000% for real better than Ohio State right now.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I just don't get – like, listen, Penn State's a really good team, all right? They really are. And it's a 3.5-point line in Ohio State's favor on the road for a reason. But, like, it's James Franklin. I don't know why people are panicking about a hypothetical loss to Penn State when James Franklin is 1-9 against Ohio State. And I don't know this is Penn State's best team under Franklin.
Yeah, you know what? I'm forgetting the recent issues aside. I'm also a James Franklin backer for a little of the same thing where his biggest sin is that he can't beat Ohio State, which, again, you're talking about the elite of the elite. You know, it's like all those SEC teams. Yeah. Oh, but he can't beat Alabama. Like, well, yeah, but Alabama's also been really amazing over the last several years. So he can't beat Alabama, or can't beat, you know, Michigan. He can't beat Ohio State. But again, they beat everyone else. So eventually, one of these games are going to flip. It just there's just that little extra edge. They've got a ton of talent. They don't have Ohio State talent. And that's where this has to come in. And this is not a team, with the killer pass rush of the last few years. Ohio State should win this. It'll be obviously a fight, but they should win. But look, I mean, it's what you kind of want to see is, does Ohio State have that, okay, let's go, that one little extra gear that Georgia was able to show against Texas, where, you know, Georgia's playing like one of those NBA teams where it's, you know, mid-December, it's like, all right, let's just get there already. But when they have to turn it on, they can do that. To me, because of all this pressure and all this, you know, things you're talking about, this team is already looking fried. I mean, that is a stressed-out head coach. That is a stressed-out program. That is a stressed-out team. And they're winning. So, yeah, I mean, it just seems like a whole big powder keg waiting to blow if, God forbid, they lose this. And even if they lose this, they're still probably in the college football playoff mix. So they're fine.
So with all that, what does this game come down to?
Look, can Ohio State's offensive line hold up? And that's obviously the next man up at Ohio State's better than just about anybody else's next guy, starter guys. But can they just hold up enough to get the running game going early? The defense will hold on. Yeah, again, the defense is not going to give up more than 17 points in this. Unless there's a special teams play or something else kind of, you know, kooky, you know, some sort of a pick six or something that goes wrong, The defense itself will be just fine against this Penn State offense. It's not that explosive. It's not that tough. It's just, can Ohio State's offense just get out to a decent start? Just get going right away. Take a little of the pressure off and then lean on the running game and get a little bit. Because what's the one thing you can do with a beat-up offensive line? You can run. Because then you just tell the new guys, okay, look, we don't really need as much cohesion. Just line up and blast the guy in front of you and let's just power away a little bit here. So you want to be able to do that a little bit.
Pete Futek, College Football News on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I do want to play this out with you because I've had at least two Donnybrooks about this Ohio State thing, the Ryan Day stuff, in the last 48 hours. And a lot of it is, if you're going to do something to Ryan Day, whether it's he doesn't beat Michigan this year, he doesn't make the playoffs, or doesn't win a national championship, I need a better name.
And that's always the case. Exactly. Who is this magical guy who is going to come in and be better than whatever it is and win like 81% of his games instead of 80 or whatever it is that Ryan Day is at right now?
The only guy I could think of, and I don't think he'd do it because I think he's quite content where he is Dan Lanning. I don't think anybody other than Dan Lanning, to me, would be worth it.
Yeah, I guess. But again, they won a game at home by one when Will Howard had gone down a second earlier, maybe Ohio State wins that. I mean, like, again, I guess. I mean, but Dan Lanning's also taking what was, built up over years under Cristobal and William Willie Taggart. But just to get this thing up and going. But I guess, but like, again, you're still, you're still taking a chance here. I mean, it's so hard to win college football games, and it just gets so lost where, look, I live here in Chicago, and, after the Hail Mary loss, fire everyone. And it's like, it's a regular season loss in the NFL. You move on, you win the next game, okay, fine, and you're still, you're still okay. You can't do that in college. You can't have a loss, especially at a place like Ohio State, at the moment, look at what, like, the fan base is Oklahoma and USC and, Florida and all these other big, giant schools, which would love to be in Ohio State's place right now. But, again, it's all about you cannot lose ever. And, again, there's no magical guy out there. I mean, you're not going to get Urban Meyer. You're going to bring him back. Everyone likes him. Remember, every SEC program wanted Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze beat Nick Saban a couple times. Hugh Freeze, oh, my gosh, look what he did with Ole Miss when before all that. And now he's on a hot seat at Auburn. Lincoln Riley's on a hot seat at USC. It's hard to win college football games, and if you find someone who can do it at a really high level, you don't mess with it.
All right, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Indiana. Those are the four teams right now on ESPN's playoff predictor that have that are in the playoffs, in the top 12 of their playoff predictions. Which one of those teams is most likely to miss the playoffs?
Indiana. Hell, reality's coming to breakfast soon. I love Kurt Cignetti. This is great, but give me the great win they've got. Give me the great team they've played. I mean, honestly, Michigan State this weekend is probably their toughest game that they've played yet. Now, with all that said, if you've got an easy schedule, then then just go out there and drill them by a million. And that's what Indiana's doing. And it's Indiana. Like, what do they care? For years, if it was so easy. Look, Indiana doesn't win football games ever, and they're destroying teams right now. So, yes, they have not played a great schedule. They might be that good. I mean, Cignetti and his staff and his style are that good. They just haven't proven it yet. Definitely Ohio State, definitely Oregon, and I think Penn State, if you look at what they've got, Penn State, even if they lose close this weekend, even the loser of this game this weekend is going to still be fine and get into the top 12 somehow.
Pete, the other big game this weekend, Michigan hosting Oregon. Michigan is a 3-loss team. Oregon's is the number one team in the country. I will ask you, Michigan wins this game if... finish the sentence.
Oh, Powerball. They've got to be able to run. They've got to be physical. Look, if you get the Oregon team that was physical and manned up against Ohio State, that's a problem. Michigan's got to be able to run they're not going to throw out a lick. So they're going to have to run it. They're going to have to control the clock for like 38 minutes, and they're going to have to keep this close until late. The defense is still good. You know, it's not as good as last year's, but no one's is. They just have to be able to take control of the tempo and the clock right out of the gate. But, again, you want to talk about the be careful what you wish for types of things. You know, I had to be – I was the head of the Jim Harbaugh Apologist Club for years and years and years. I'm like, all right, Michigan fans, this is your – who else is going to be this guy that comes in and does it? And, obviously, Harbaugh flipped that around. So, again, it goes to the – sometimes the coaches, when something works, you take him out of the equation, and all of a sudden things don't work. And right now at Michigan, things are not working because, look, they're going to probably lose to Oregon. Look at the rest of their schedule. That's a 6-6 team. You know, that's you go from winning the national championship last year to fighting to get to a bowl game. Washington played for the national championship this year, last year. It might not make a bowl game. It's probably a 5-7 team this year if they don't beat USC this week. Oklahoma probably isn't going to a bowl game. There are all these big-name teams, and Michigan might be one of them if they get trounced this weekend. That's going to be, they're not going to fight for their bowl life, but they're going to have to do some work still to get one.
You hate to see it. It is Halloween, Pete. So your feelings on Halloween as an adult, love it, like it, or leave it?
Love it. Except what I do. I am so fried at this point in the season of sleep deprivation and everything. It just doesn't compute with me. It seems like everyone else has a lot of fun with it, but. There are enough crazy, scary things in the world. I don't need more scary stuff, but I enjoy the thing, and I do like the idea of little kids coming around and dressing up and having fun. So I do enjoy that sense.
You know, if you're too fried, glaucoma medication is legal in Chicago, and Halloween candy goes very well with it from what I've heard.
And I would close my eyes and wake up 3 days later after it. So Yes, I'm very aware of how that all sort of starts.
But you said like it was a bad thing. Get in the spaceship and go light speed, my friend.
Oh, I would love to, but I only have the rest of college football previews to write for this weekend. So it's fun, though. But I am a fan. I do enjoy the whole Halloween thing.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Pete, excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Anytime. You have a good one.
Pete Futek, college football news on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I just realized I kind of sounded like a drug peddler there. Not great. We can do better. We will do better. And the Browns is a dangerous team next on 92.3 The Fan.